She is the one who urged Diomedes on to mad attempts on the immortals. First he closed with Cypris, cut her palm, and now he hurled himself against me like a fury. It was my speed that got me off, or I should still be there in pain among the dead, the foul dead, or undone by further strokes of cutting bronze. But Zeus, who masses cloud, regarded him with frowning brows, and said, "Do not come whining here, you two-faced brute, most hateful to me of all the Olympians. Combat and brawling are your element. This beastly, incorrigible truculence comes from your mother, Hera, whom I keep but barely in my power, say what I will. You came to grief, I think, at her command. Still, I will not have you suffer longer. I fathered you, after all. Your mother bore you as a son to me. If you had been conceived by any other and born so insolent, then long ago your place would have been far below the gods." With this he told Paeon to attend him, and sprinkling anodyne upon his wound, Paeon undertook to treat and heal him, who was not born for death. As wild fig sap, when dripped in liquid milk, will curdle it as quickly as you stir it in, so quickly Paeon healed impetuous Ares's wound. Then Hebe bathed him, mantled him afresh, and down he sat beside Lord Zeus, glowing again in splendor. And soon again to Zeus's home retired Argive Hera, the ocean Athena, who made the bane of mankind quit the slaughter.